Welcome to the Media Line. I am Mohammed Al-Qasim. Joining me is Yossi Melman, an Israeli journalist and writer who specializes in security and intelligence affairs. Our topic today. According to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Damascus has sent additional military assets to the border with Israel for undeclared reasons. The reinforcements reportedly include troops, tanks, and other advanced weaponry. Earlier this month, the SOHR reported that Hezbollah was attempting to consolidate its control over the Quneitra area near the border. Israeli media reported last week that Russian President Vladimir Putin had prevented the Israeli military from striking Assad forces' positions, raising speculation that Syria may be dispatching soldiers to the border as a cover for Iranian activities. Mr. Melman, thank you for being with me.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
What do you make of the latest move?
Well, Syria is continuing with its efforts to reconsolidate and reestablish its sovereignty all over its territory. The Assad regime is moving forces to all directions in order to have full control of its territory. He has some problems in the north with Turkey and the Kurdish issue, but he also is doing it south of Damascus near the Israeli border. So it's only natural for him to move troops and even heavy artillery or tanks near the Israeli border as long as he is not violating the 1974 agreement, this engagement agreement, which was signed after the October Yom Kippur 73-74 war. Thus, as long as he remains committed to the agreement, he can move forces and Israel can do nothing about it. Even within his forces are Hezbollah or Iranian troops concealed as part of the Syrian army.
Do you think Israel will continue to attack what it claims Iranian forces inside Syria or even Hezbollah fighters inside Syria, even if this is against Putin's warning?
No, if it's against Putin's warning, that it would be problematic. I don't know if that's what Putin said, but it's clear that Putin and Russia are supporting Assad and they want him to regain control of his territory. So one has to make a distinction. All the Israeli attacks in the last nearly 6 years against positions in Syria under the cloud of the civil war, mainly against Iranian and Hezbollah troops or bases or weapons. However, it was possible for Israel to do it first because there was a lot of uncertainty and ambiguity, and the cloud of the war and the smoke of the war in Syria allowed Israel to do it. Secondly, even when Israel attacked Syrian army and military bases, these were surgical operations against elements in these bases or structures which were isolated from the Syrian army given to the Iranian or Hezbollah troops. In other words, Israel was attacking part of Syrian army compounds which had the clear fingerprint of Iranian and Hezbollah presence. Now, if the Iranians and Hezbollah and maybe some pro-Iranian Shiite militias would be part of the Syrian army wearing Syrian army uniforms, it would be much, much more difficult for Israel to do it.
Do you think this step leading to probably more escalation, and does it raise the specter of a conflict?
No, I don't think so, because neither side, nor Israel, nor Syria, the Assad regime, and not even Hezbollah or Iran want to open a new round. They don't want to open a war with Israel. That's clear. Putin also doesn't want Syria to go into a war with Israel. If you look at the interests of all sides, it means that they want to avoid war, but the build-up will continue and tension will continue to arise. But Israel so far has tried with its strategy to prevent the deployment and the consolidation of Iranian troops in Iran, the transfer of weapons from Iran to Hezbollah, but Israel probably would have to change its strategy, because if the Syrian army is now in full control and if the Syrian army or will be in full control in the future. And if the Syrian army, as we estimate, doesn't want a war with Israel, and Israel's interest is to keep the border quiet, and this is the wish of Moscow, therefore Israel will have to settle for it. It doesn't mean that we would not see Israeli attacks, but it would be just taking advantage of good intelligence, operational feasibility, then maybe Israel will continue without taking credit for it.
Yossi Melman, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Mohammed Al-Qasim.
Thank you very much.